Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Oh, that deep V. Aw.
You're fucked up now. Niggas, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like boobies, nipples, and pussy too. The difference is, women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is defeat.
What the fuck?
And we're back.
We are.
Deep V.
It is.
That was my son, Royce, doing a collaboration with Royce DiCapo.
Sounds good.
To make that intro.
Sounds good.
Job well done, son. Daddy's proud. Like father, like son. That kid's got a bright future.
He does.
That was very Sandusky.
Right.
But like Deep V-esque.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, since he's gone, it's just Deep V.
Yeah. Just very Deep V.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He's golfing right now.
Yeah.
DJ's golfing.
Right.
I like that. Well, we're in the audio cave anyways.
Right.
Ski Ray. Mike.
Yep.
Royce DiCapo missing.
Yep.
But we have a special guest today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a white woman in the Deep V audio cave today.
A Caucasian.
White woman, say hello.
Hi there.
That would
I
be...
I will say nothing else because I'm a white woman.
That would be Mike's wife in the flesh. You know what? You're a legend. Mm-hmm. A Deep V MVP for sure.
Yep.
We'll talk more later, but for now, just kind of sit back, listen to the show, give some bubbly laughs, and say, you know, white girl things, you know, where you feel needed.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Right.
I can't even.
What are we drinking today?
We are drinking Crown Royal Apple.
Regal Apple.
There we go.
Yes. It's so
amazing.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
Okay, I was a huge fan of Crown already, as some may know.
Mm-hmm.
The apple flavor just made something already good.
Right.
Even gooder.
Right.
Kinda
even
like,
more good.
Right. It's so much gooder. Kind of like if like Kim Kardashian got an ass job.
Yeah.
That ass can only get better. Mm. She has a fucking fart muffler, okay?
She looks like a centaur in that photo. It's so big.
I'm not sure why you don't like her.
I don't know.
She's very talented. She has the, she's got the one thing.
Right.
And then,
that thing.
And then, the other thing.
And with the people.
Well, absolutely, because we can't forget about the one thing.
You're right, with the thing. And
right.
The,
you
the
know
time
what?
And the place.
She's just a glorified hoe. That's all she is. That's okay, though, to be a glorified hoe.
Right.
I love hoes.
Sure.
You know what's better than a hoe?
What?
Two hoes. I had two hoes at one time in my life.
Did you?
And it was just fine. It was fine.
Mm.
It was good.
I have a hoe in the garage.
Two is always better than one. Matter of fact, pour me another drink of this goddamn Crown.
Another one?
Yep, 1 second.
I'm just a terrible shot.
Anywho, I have a question.
Yep.
Are we alcoholics?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance we are, yeah.
You think we are?
Yeah.
Because I want to say no, but I'm not sober enough to answer that question right now. to be considered an alcoholic, you have to need it, don't you?
Right.
See, yeah, I don't need it. I just want it real bad, you know what I mean? So there's a difference.
Right.
Alcoholics drink like every day.
Correct.
My relationship with alcohol is more like hit it and quit it kind of thing.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Like, when I hit it long and good.
Sure.
But then I'm good till, like, next weekend or whatever.
Really? You can go a whole week?
Without drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. You can?
No.
How often do you drink?
Oh, God. It's like, daily.
Really?
Yeah.
So, let me retract my previous statement.
Sure.
Maybe you are an alcoholic, but I, for certain...
I'm, you know, first rule, what, first step is denial, right? That's...
Right.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing with me when I drink, sometimes I like a good bowl of weed with my drink.
Sure.
Yeah. Sometimes, though.
It makes the drink better.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It makes you need the drink more.
Right.
Because my mouth is so dry and smoky.
Right.
But are we drug addicts?
Maybe.
Well, you know what? Actually, now that I think about it.
I can go that week without weed.
Oh, you can go like a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like... You like, what, every day, right? Or no?
I used to be an everyday smoker.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very half-baked-y. Now I'm just kind of like one-eighth baked kind
sure,
of thing.
Right, not right, half right. baked. Not right. half baked. No.
Not at all.
You're like a quarter of that half.
Right, there we go.
I got you.
An eighth.
Yeah.
A 16th baked.
Okay.
That's what I am. I'm pretty confident that I'm not a drug addict though, because I've seen those drug addicts on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like sweaty
yeah.
and itchy.
Correct.
They stand by freeways and offering, you know, work for food.
Right.
9 times out of 10, they're mm-hmm. military declarated veterans.
Correct.
That's quite the drop off if you think about it.
Right. That's a big jump.
Absolutely. Yeah. You go from a war hero to sucking dick for Benadryl.
Right.
That's what they're asking for, right?
Benadryl. Like $3.
So for sure we're not drug addicts. But another thing that we aren't.
What?
Healthy.
No.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
Healthy people, they lead weird lives.
I hate them.
They're so weird.
Yeah.
They run for like breast cancer.
Dumb.
They have lots of sports bras. Men or women, doesn't matter.
Right.
They're so good at math.
That happens?
So much calorie counting.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So they have to calorie, okay.
There you go. Yeah. They have like good looking smiles.
Sure.
Life insurance.
Dumb.
Asics jogging shoes.
Gross.
You know, hybrid
cars. They're so comfortable.
Yeah. Hybrid cars.
Mm.
Protein shakes.
Yucky.
You know, they take their lunch to work in like so many Tupperware cases.
They separate them.
Right. They jog with like dogs on leashes in the park.
And the dog is in shape too.
At crazy early hours.
Right.
They like cantaloupe.
You know, gross.
Stupid.
That's gross.
Yeah. You know who else isn't healthy though?
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
She doesn't look healthy.
Not at all.
She's very skinny.
So skinny. She looks like kids go door to door selling candy bars once a year to raise money for whatever the fuck she's got going on. She looks like she was bitten by a dirty mosquito.
You know who loves Angelina Jolie?
Who's that?
Nicole.
White woman.
Yeah.
You love Angelina?
Yeah.
I love Angelina too, but I'm just, you know, if a duck quacks, it's a duck.
Sure.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's
it.
Is that a thing?
All right. Yeah.
If a duck quacks,
if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Okay.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Sure. Affleck. this episode was brought to you by Affleck. No, but yeah, she does look kind of odd. She looks so sick
mm-hmm.
that her children are from Africa.
Right.
And even her kids are like,
Mom, you need to get some food.
Don't touch me, is what they're thinking. PBS is probably standing by right now with a live telethon.
Just waiting.
Just taking donations for her. Everybody, you know what? Let's make a difference. Call now. Save a life.
Would you?
Save her life?
No. Have sex with her.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. We're on the same page.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't talk too much shit because I'm not healthy.
Right.
But I'm not healthy by design.
Correct.
I have no desire to live on this earth for a long time.
Right. We were healthy at one point. We don't want to be healthy anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
like 50 plus years is like, okay, enough's enough. You've had your fun. Move along.
You've had your go.
Right. Let someone else play with the toy.
Right.
Go die now. You smell weird. That's the thing.
I gotcha.
Yeah, life as an old person is the worst. My grandpa, this is a true story. He's 70. He lost his glasses in the house one time, and looking around to find them, he lifted up a deck of cards on the table. He thought,
you swear to God.
He thought it was possible his glasses could be underneath a deck of cards that were flat on the table, Mike. Is that the life that you want?
No.
It gets worse. He owns a dick pump. He pumps his dick up to have
God.
Sex, Mike.
I want a dick pump so bad just to see it. Just to try it.
Is your dick an inflatable beach ball?
If would I want it to be? Sure. It would be like a nice little round thing.
Awesome.
Wouldn't you try it?
I kind of want to put it in there, but
right.
I don't want to like have to use it.
I don't want to like pump it to like my dick explode.
I want a dick pump more for like decoration in my room,
right?
Kind of thing.
Hey, what is that dick pump?
I just want
from
a girl
where?
To know that I play for keeps.
Sure,
yeah,
right. Just a big fan of Austin Powers. I got
sure.
You.
Give me a legit age though, then you would want to live to see.
60
years old.
I want to look like my goal is to look like Gary Busey.
Okay. You know what I mean? Talk like him too.
Yeah,
nice.
Like just have urinals for teeth.
I'd say the same. I'd say 60 tops.
Mm-hmm.
And when I die, I do not want a funeral.
No.
Put me in the trash can in the backyard and just roll my old ass out to the curb on Trash Thursday.
Don't put him in the blue though.
Right.
You'll get in trouble.
Do not recycle
me.
I do not want to come back as a
no.
as a water bottle.
Right. That sounds terrible.
Right. Life's overrated.
Right.
It really is.
It's expensive.
Life sucks and then you die.
Yeah.
The longer you're on Earth, here's the thing. You pay more bills.
Right.
You have to work.
So much.
Listen to women talk.
So much.
Feed ducks bread. It's just...
Angelina Jolie.
Stupid. While we're discussing life.
Okay.
I want to mention something.
What do you want us to do?
I want to mention something.
Oh, what do you want to mention?
I developed a kind of an affection for chubby chicks. Yeah, let me explain.
Please explain, because not, that's gross.
Not like excessive fat where you have to do math before like stepping on an elevator, but like I'm talking wiggly chubby, like you have sex and your entire body ripples. Sure. You know, like you throw a rock in a pond,
like a wave pool.
Right. That's yeah. That's nice.
like you don't want T-Rex happening, but you want the water. The
there
T-Rex.
We go.
I got
that's
you. Okay.
That's a wave I'd like to ride.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not much of a water guy.
No,
but
I know.
But a jiggly chubby body wave? Cowabunga, motherfucker. Hang ten. What?
Surf ninjas.
What else do surfers say? Whatever they say, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Whatever McConaughey said 10 years ago.
Right, right. But here's the thing.
Yep.
Nicole's in good shape.
She is.
So you know nothing about this.
No.
It's just like with a chubby chick, the sex is like, it's so squishy and slappy and smushy. And
grabby, probably.
And smishy. And I and oh, and you know.
Wait, are these the noises that come out?
That's a thing.
Of you?
The vagina.
Oh. Oh. Her vagina says, ay!
You know what?
What?
Society frowns at chubby chicks.
They do.
Yeah, I don't know why, because Ski Ray not only endorses them 100%.
Sure.
He also feeds and smiles at chubby chicks.
Got feeds? Chubby chicks?
Yes.
Like the zoo?
I'm a part of the problem.
Yes.
They are because of what I've made them.
Do you put food in your hand and give it to them, or do you like, mm-hmm. like
just throw it on the street? Eat that, you dirty bitch!
This is. I think this says more about the women you're dating.
maybe. Not, maybe it's not a woman. Gross. Mm. Guys, here's the thing though, between guys and girls.
What?
Guys can be fat and nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
That's a truth.
Not like overly fat though.
Well, yeah, like, cause here's the thing that I say. I strictly judge my guy friend's success off of how good their wife or girlfriend looks.
Right.
Your wife's very attractive.
She is.
It's, yeah, right. Let's not go overboard.
Don't push it.
Right.
All
right. If you got into a house fire today,
right.
and had third degree burns all over your body, and right. someone asked me, hey, you know what? How's Mike doing? You know what I'd say? He's doing well. He's doing real well.
Yeah. This is after the house. Like, she, assuming that she's staying with me,
right?
Because of what I look like.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. If a guy's wife is fat,
yep.
or ugly, I assume he's like a telemarketer or makes Subway sandwiches. That's what I think of it.
No. So. Sure, I can see that.
When's the last time you went to the gym?
Oh my god.
To work out, not to like pick someone up.
Right. I like went briefly like 2 months ago for like a month, and then I was done. I'm never doing that again.
Jesus Christ, you, that's a lot more than me. Let me think.
Yeah.
The last time I went to the gym. You know what?
You want an abacus?
Well, I can't even recall the last friend I had named Jim. You know, so me and the gym just have nothing in common.
Nada.
Here's the thing.
Jim's terrible.
The gym requires dedication.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yep.
Hard work.
Stupid.
Stupid. Deposit.
The worst.
Don't have it.
Yeah.
And sweat. Gross.
Gross.
I stopped working out when I realized how far personality will take you.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks are stupid.
They are.
Chicks love funny guys. You can be funny and get away with anything.
Right.
Ike Turner was so funny.
he was hilarious.
Ray Rice was fucking hilarious.
He was.
The elevator footage where he knocks his fiance, now wife, out.
Right.
Fun fact.
Yep.
They were just playing Slugbug. He plays Slugbug so good.
He does.
The other thing, O.J. Simpson's humor was killer.
It was. It was so stabbing.
Right. And you, sir, my co-host.
Yep.
You are an anomaly.
Sure.
Because here's the thing with you.
Okay.
Most people don't have personality and the looks. It's
right.
either one or the other.
Correct.
You're semi-good looking and funny.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I think that's how you scored such a good looking wife.
I did.
I can't tell you how many times I finished a good jerk session to her yearbook picture. Class of 05, baby. But you guys legit like each other.
We do, kind of.
That's...
No.
No?
I did.
It's a really good friend.
I did.
At one point you did.
Yeah.
Right. You guys have been together for a long time.
So long.
Most people stay together for like tax purposes.
Right.
Or because like her CDs are in your car.
That's true.
That's not you guys though.
You have my Katy Perry CD.
Right.
I guess might as well stay together.
That's it.
Let's get married.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that was for us.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Do you think you know her well?
I think I know her pretty well.
Because here's the thing.
Yep.
I want to play a little game.
You want to test how well I know her?
Yeah. I want to ask you some questions.
Sure.
Get your answers on air.
Okay.
And then later in this episode, we're going to interview your infamous wife here.
Okay.
And match her answers up with yours and see how it goes.
Sure.
Fair?
Fair.
Okay. I've always wanted to say this. Wait a minute. White woman, get out. We'll be right back. And I've got some questions for you.
Yep.
Listeners, pay attention because I'm going to ask these same questions to your wife. And we're going to see how well you really know her.
I know her pretty well. Fuckface.
First question.
Yep.
Where did you guys meet?
We met in middle school.
In middle school.
Yes. I mean, technically it was like sixth grade at like this pool party. Like I think her cousin's house or something like that. Okay. But we met in English class in middle school.
This is very detailed. I'm going to confirm these details.
Please do.
I can't wait.
I have the details.
Okay.
I remember these things.
So your answer is you met in middle school at a party?
Middle school at English class. But it was like before that we did meet briefly because she was like hitting on me and I was like, who is this fucking crazy bitch?
Right.
And it was her.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's how we all know the facts.
Pretty much, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Next question.
Yep.
What's her favorite sexual position?
Ooh, if I had to guess, besides missionary eyes open the whole time.
Okay.
Besides that.
Yeah.
I would bet. I think it's called cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Yeah.
So that's when she's on top of you but in reverse.
No, that's reverse cowgirl.
Oh, okay. I was close.
You were close.
But in reverse.
In reverse. The backwards version.
Right. I was reverse close.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Another question then.
Okay.
Does she ball the toilet paper up or fold it?
Well, I would imagine she probably like folds it like three times or four times. Yeah.
She's a tri-folder.
If I had to guess, yeah.
Okay. But
she's probably like, give me that wallet. And then she just folds it up, you know, tri-fold wallet.
That's classy.
Yeah. I would have guessed. I mean, she's probably gonna be like, I crumple it up in a fucking ball and just shove it up in there.
Yeah. She folds it like a linen towel.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Another question for you.
Okay.
What's her favorite part of your body?
I bet she's going to say something stupid, like my arms or something dumb. And they're like all chubby and like just stumped. You know what I mean?
Stick figurine.
It's all stupid and not muscular.
Hey,
anymore.
Arnoldy.
Exactly. I bet she says something dumb like that.
Like arms?
Yeah.
Okay, we can go.
I'll say that. Arms. She will not see my wiener.
You don't like the wiener?
I don't think. I like my wiener.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to.
I like your beard.
You like my beard?
Do you think that's an option when she say that?
I hope she does.
Does she like the beard?
She does.
She does like
she
it.
She does. She likes the way it smells.
Does she brush it?
No, I do that.
Does she like purr and like rub against it like a cat?
A little bit, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, moving on then.
Yep.
1 to 10, where does she rate you sexually?
Okay, 1 to 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 6.03.
Yeah. I'm liking that number there.
It's kind of like penis size. Right. I would say that's probably my rating also.
Okay.
She's probably going to say like something stupid, like a 9 or a 10, but like she's fucking lying.
She's a liar.
She's lying.
Okay, so if you rated yourself, it'd be a 6.
It'd be a 6.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, if we round up 7, yeah.
I mean, if I was going to rate you from last weekend, I'd give you like a 6 too.
Six, yeah, that's good.
You gave me 6, that's right. For sure.
3 millimeters.
Yeah, yeah. I just round down.
Right. I round down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's another one for you then. Yep. What does she hate most about you?
She probably hates a lot of things, but I'm going to
change one thing kind of thing.
I bite the shit out of my nails.
You think she hates that?
I bet she does.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've seen my nails.
They're so weird looking.
You've had my skin in your mouth.
They look like the plank from an old wooden ship.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
It looks like the deck from an old wooden ship.
My nails and my fingers look like Honey Boo Boo's mom. Her face and neck and head and everything.
She is disgusting.
She's attractive.
Here's a question.
Yep.
Would you?
How much?
$5.
To say I did, probably. Nice. Wouldn't you?
I'd probably do it. Yeah.
Just to say.
Yeah, I want that baby to go viral. Okay, here's another one then.
Okay.
If you never met her, give me a name of a high school friend that we both know that you think she would have married.
He's going to get so mad. I'm going to say somebody ridiculous. All right. Like Brock Venzel.
Brock Venzel is the answer.
Yeah.
God,
I'm gonna say that.
Okay, all right. We'll
because, well, like, I'd say that because, like, I'd probably, like, be with his mom.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And I'd be with his sister.
There we go. We'd Boom. Be brothers.
We no. We'd make it happen.
I'd be your dad.
You'd be my dad?
Stepdad.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should make that happen.
We should.
I'd have no chores.
None.
So many activities.
So much more activities.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Thanks, Dad. All right, here's another one then.
Yep.
If it were up to her,
okay,
how many times a day would she have sex?
She's a goat.
Okay.
I swear, I promise you she'd have sex a ton.
No, wait, here's but the I'll thing. Give you, Here, let me ahead. Ask you this. Yep. You've said she's a goat before.
Yeah.
Do goats do it a lot?
They do.
Oh, do you?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
I just heard the saying before.
Goats do it.
They do it a lot.
I want to be a goat.
I'm a goat.
So she's a goat.
I'm going to say 5 the first day, and then 0 the next day, like, because her pachine's going to be all sore. You okay. know what I mean?
So she needs, like, a recovery stage.
Right. Like, okay. Like, yeah, because my dick holster, you know what I mean? Her dick holster's going to be sore.
Wearing that ass
Yeah.
Out. Okay.
And then 5 the next day. So, like, 5 every other day.
5 every other day.
I would imagine, yeah.
That's a good little ratio. I like that. You know, a little break.
Right.
Make you kind of miss it, but not really.
Correct. Like, she puts her vagina in, like, an ice bath.
Right.
And she's like, that's good.
You reload.
Tighten up.
Maybe you shoot blanks. I don't know what you do there.
It could. I don't know.
All right. Here, a more simple question.
Yep.
Who said I love you first?
It would probably be, honestly.
You said it first.
I would not be surprised. She might say it's her, but honestly, I'm guessing it's probably me because I was trying to get some.
Here's the thing.
Actually.
I slightly had respect for you.
Did you?
I have none now.
Damn it.
Zero.
Zero?
None.
Not a little bit?
Nope.
Perfect. Like, I'm just trying to get pounded.
Did it work?
Yeah.
There we go. Got it back.
Just the tip.
Respect. And then here's another one for you. This is another simple one for you. What does she want for Christmas?
Probably another guy's wiener. If I had to guess. I don't know. Probably makeup and stupid shit.
Makeup and stupid
if
shit?
If I had to guess.
Okay.
Or a wiener.
I know what stupid shit is. She probably is going to say something stupid.
Like a pocket pussy.
Yeah.
That's like, what she wants.
She'll want like a DVD set. You know, a good hardback book.
Give me the VHS set, please.
A Kindle.
Let me have the 3 VHSs of Titanic.
Okay, last question for you, and then we'll bring her in later.
Sure.
Does she have any fetishes or anything she fantasizes about doing that you guys haven't done?
I feel like we've done everything, with the exception of, like, pooping on each other, and that's not gonna fucking happen.
So your answer is she has no fantasies or fetishes?
I hope to God she says, like, I'm gonna bring in another woman.
Okay.
And I'll be like, let's make this happen. I have a feeling.
All right.
It's going to not involve anything. You know?
So all of these answers you've given me, no takesies, backsies.
No takesies, backsies.
Okay. I've got them all written down here.
You do have written down.
This
written,
is it.
You did write them all down.
It's tense around this motherfucker. Let's go ahead and wait for your wife to come back. Let's take another quick break.
Yep. Because I have to pee again.
All right, and the moment we've all been waiting for, we are back here with our guest, the beautiful Mrs. Deep V herself.
Mrs. Mike.
Nicole.
You better fucking get these right.
The eventual baby mama to my co-host,
yeah.
Sir Mike Pudite. Mike, so Nicole, mm-hmm. Mike tells me your V is so deep, like 6 inches and 3 millimeters deep.
I like him to think that.
Okay, you know, all right. It's
maybe a little bit deeper than the 6 inches.
It's like a barn door.
Well, here's the thing. We talk a lot about your V.
Yeah.
And he's very detailed.
I am.
He's so detailed, I feel like I've humped you before myself. Spoiler, I liked it.
I feel like it did happen one right. time, and we just didn't talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're certainly not going to talk about it now on
yeah,
air.
No.
That's
right.
a private conversation that we'll have in a public area.
Okay.
So nothing happens.
Right. So you and your husband love each other.
Yes.
And it's just downright honestly disgusting.
Debatable.
And genuine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my intent with these questions is to one question at a time break you guys up.
Okay.
So
okay.
I asked Mike some questions earlier, and I want to ask you the same questions and compare your answers.
Okay.
Are you game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike's going to turn around and shut his mouth and not look at you. So
this will be a first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want honest answers here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, and also, just so you know, you don't have to listen to this, so I'm just going to breeze through this disclaimer here. But we agreed off air that the loser has to have sex with me. Okay, game on. And
so Michael's losing, you know.
First,
I'll be in the corner recording.
First question. Where did you guys meet? And be specific, because he gave me a very specific answer.
Okay, so technically, we met in sixth grade at my cousin's birthday party.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Yes.
You don't want to change it?
No.
Okay. So then we'll move on to the next question then.
Okay. I was super rapey to him, by the way.
Were you?
Yeah.
So you were...
I annoyed him.
You were on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was really annoying.
Oh,
poor
my
guy.
God. All right.
But
okay.
I didn't think he'd end up marrying me.
No, I didn't want to.
I know. I wouldn't have either.
Here's another one. What is your favorite sexual position?
My favorite?
Yours. Not his. Not the one that he forces you into. The
okay.
one that you, if you had a choice in the matter.
I like cowgirl.
You like cowgirl?
Yeah.
You mean like reverse cowgirl?
No, I like cowgirl.
No, cowgirl.
No.
You're positive?
Yeah.
And that's when you're on top, and but in reverse.
No, that's reverse cowgirl.
That's reverse cowgirl. Okay.
No, I like cowgirl.
Just wanted to make sure we're on the same page here.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Next question then.
Okay.
Do you ball the toilet paper up or fold it when you poop?
Wait, I had never thought about this.
Uh-huh. So just imagine right now.
I feel like I'm probably a folder.
You're a folder.
Yeah.
Linen closet style.
Yeah.
Trifold.
Trifold? Maybe not a trifold.
Bifold?
Probably.
Okay.
No,
you're
a trifold. Yeah, trifold. A
bifold,
maybe.
I feel like you're really trusting
there. That's
too
there. Little too
you're
close.
You're going to get some poop on the
it's
finger there.
It's a little there. Too close for comfort.
You're trusting the toilet paper we're buying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I buy good toilet paper.
You must get
you.
The expensive toilet paper.
I do.
Because it smells good.
This kid needs it.
It smells good?
Yeah.
It smells like lavender. Butthole.
What?
It smells like lavender.
A lavender butthole?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you want your asshole to smell for?
Your tissue smells like that.
Huh. I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah. Look into it. It smells good.
All right. Yeah. I'll do that.
I got a good smelling buffalo right now.
Yeah. I'm going to appreciate that later tonight, baby.
Yes, you are.
Because you're losing. So. Bam.
Okay. Another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of your husband's body?
Well, my favorite part?
Yeah.
Well, definitely his penis.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It satisfies me.
Okay.
So.
I mean, it makes you
other
content.
Other than that?
Right.
Other than his
other
penis?
Than his penis.
Weirdly, his hands.
His hands?
Yeah.
Okay, final answer.
I love his man hands.
Okay, all right. I'm liking that. So we'll move on. I don't want you to say anything else about that answer.
So I feel like this is wrong. Okay.
Oh, it's
okay.
So fucking wrong.
Okay. Great.
Another one then. 1 to 10, where do you rate him sexually?
Where do I rate him sexually?
Mm-hmm.
A 10? Yeah.
Right at the
no,
top there.
No.
I told you it was going to be something stupid.
It is. I'll be honest.
Uh-huh.
I'm a lot more sexual than him.
Okay.
Probably like a 6 or 7.
We'll a go 6 or 7?
Yeah. Like a 6.5 could be fair, too.
That's damn close.
That is damn close.
All right, I'm
really?
Liking that. Yeah.
Really?
He said 6.3 or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
6.03 for 6 inches and 3 millimeters.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You've got every single
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so you are straight up. You are exactly.
He's straight up, no pun intended.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You guys have gotten every
not
single.
Enough,
you've got everyone right except for the favorite part of his body.
What's your favorite part?
He said you were going to say his arms.
Oh, Oh, yeah. I do. That's stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
I
but
do.
I also
love
know
your hands, which is weird. That's a weird thing.
I love it because you're going to get another question wrong. So we'll go.
I hope she gets it right.
We'll go into the next one that I believe you're going to
okay
get wrong.
Okay.
What do you hate most about your husband?
Oh my God, I can say this in a heart. His nail biting.
But you love his hands.
I do. That's why I said it's weird.
What the
I love
fuck?
His hands, but he's a nail biter.
So you know what? You got that question right wrong then, because that makes no sense.
He has man hands. Like, they're just so big and
men's
strong.
Hands are supposed to be gross looking?
Yeah.
No, they're just big and strong, and but he bites his nails, and that bothers me.
So you bruise easy is what you're saying.
I can't, so
okay.
Not complaining.
All right. Now, here's my favorite question, mm-hmm, and you have to give me a specific name.
You have to give a name.
Okay.
If you never met him, give me the name of a high school friend that you would have married.
That I would have married?
Married.
No,
I wasn't
going to
make it sexual.
From high school.
You have to pick someone.
I wouldn't have married anyone from
if
high
you
school.
Think.
No, I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
I'm not marrying anyone from high school.
Oh my gosh, you're making this so difficult. Just
no,
do it.
There was someone I was going to date just before him.
Go on.
Ryan Koontz.
Yeah. All right. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We were kids.
We were, yeah.
You thought
yeah
he was attractive? Who's more good looking, Ryan Koontz? Or
I love this guy.
You like that guy right there?
Yeah.
She's talking about Ryan.
All right. And then I got another one for you.
I'm really mad that you didn't give a name.
I wasn't going to marry anyone from high school.
It's just a question.
Yeah. He said, you want to know his answer? He said Brock Venzel.
But give the reason.
Because he
would
marry
his mom?
He would marry his mom. And on top of that, I would marry his sister. They're all good looking white women for our listeners wondering who these people are.
They are actually very
so
attractive.
Good looking. All right then. Well, I'll just go to the next question. If it were up to you.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is ever up to you, by the way.
I know.
Right. That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Pimps up, hoes down.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the thing.
I'm the whippy. No, I'm the whipper.
Yeah, you're the whippy. We'll keep it like that.
Yeah. If it were up to you, how many times a day are you guys having sex?
Oh, if it were up to me?
Yeah.
Like 5 times.
5 times?
Oh, all the time.
And
every day? Like
every
35
day?
Times a week.
Well, you make it sound like that's like arduous for you.
Arduous?
25 times a day.
Okay. Well,
we've been drinking a lot. I don't know what arduous means.
I'm such a white girl.
Let's say twice a day.
So give me the actual like schedule. Like Monday through Friday, you're saying 2 times a day.
Maybe one day off.
One day off.
But Fridays are fun. So.
This is a keeper here. Don't throw this one back. Or I'm going fishing.
Tuesdays. You give Tuesdays off.
So yeah. You want Tuesday just to be this is a terrible dog shit day.
Wait, you want to have sex on Tuesday?
Why wouldn't you? Because it helps Tuesday off.
But do you see why he makes it sound like it's a bad thing?
To have
sex twice a day.
Okay, well his answer was, what you would say was 5 times a day, but he said 5 times one day, and then off next day, and then 5 again the following.
Because you're vagina.
Yeah, oh, that would hurt. I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. It would be raw.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
All right. You
It'd
guys
so
are
sushi.
Fucking gross. Gotcha. Okay. Next question then.
Yeah.
This one's a simple one. Okay. Who said I love you first?
He did.
No.
Fuck. He did.
You homo.
God damn it.
He did.
He
yeah
said the same thing. He admitted yeah it. He admitted it begrudgingly.
Yeah.
And then another thing.
We were like 11.
11 and
he knew
what love was.
Yeah, no, we were 14.
I knew what boobs were and vagina was, and I was like, I want that.
I feel like he just wanted her lunch money.
You make me sound like a bully. Like an 11-year-old bully.
All right, another question. Mm-hmm. I asked him, so I'll ask you, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Like a real question? What
yes
do I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
You can take it wherever you want. He asks you a question, you answer the question.
Yeah.
More
this is
sex.
Nice.
It's kind of close to
yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's like my wiener. And then I think he said, but then he gave me something else also.
My spray makeup. My
makeup
real one.
Oh my god.
<I told you. laughs>
really want my spray makeup.
Disgustingly right. Okay.
I'm embarrassed myself.
You see what, you know, Jennifer Aniston and all those celebrities look like.
First wonders. About Jennifer Aniston.
I know.
That's my baby's mama.
You wish she was your baby's mama.
I'm going to pay her so much child support one day.
I wish she was my baby's mama.
Yeah, a lot of us do.
These are me timbers.
Last question.
Mm-hmm.
Any fetishes or fantasies?
For me?
For you. Anything that you guys haven't done that you want to do?
No. A sex swing would be fun. But
a sex swing?
Yeah, that would be fun. But no, I don't have any like fantasies.
Just
or
less
fetishes.
Work for me, I guess.
Yeah. It is.
And just like push.
Yeah, that makes it more like rapey, like you're pushing a child on a swing.
Oh, then I don't want it.
I like that.
She put some sandboxes in the room.
Like jump off, but be careful.
A really short water fountain.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't want it anymore.
Sports out water.
I don't want it anymore.
Awesome. Well, that was just cute. I mean, from the bottom. I mean this from the bottom of my heart, Nicole. I wish you two the worst of luck.
Thank you.
I hope all the terrible things in life happen to you and only you.
I know.
Call me after the show. Anyways, moving on. Well, let's get into another fan favorite here. Latex Convos. Going into this segment, just so everybody knows.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and keep Nicole in the audio cave.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're going to keep the ovary toting Mrs. Pootie Tang in the building. So this should be good and awkward.
Extra.
Very nice. Yeah, I like.
Very nice.
How much?
Holy woo.
So let's get this going here.
Yep.
When was the last time the two of you made sex?
Last night.
Yeah.
Two times.
Well, two times for me. So that's what counts as two times.
I like that. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good for me.
What did you do after? Did you make like bacon and eggs naked? Did you just go to sleep?
I was like, don't touch me. I'm going to watch some Doctor Who.
That's how it is every time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Sometimes I have to coddle him.
Nice.
Yeah, and I cry. And...
Yeah.
My thing, ever since I got the pocket pussy, I make sex so much.
Yeah?
Yes.
Does that count as sex?
I do. It feels like it.
Yeah, I do, man.
I mean,
sex with yourself.
It's not your hand, though.
I don't know enough about sex to disprove it.
Bingo.
There we go. You know?
That's just Bill Nye science, baby.
Yeah, the pocket pussy is literally the best thing to happen to me. You know what? I'm going to get it some flowers so it knows I appreciate it.
You know what? How big is it?
Big enough.
Like, would it fit in your pocket? Like, would everybody know, like, that's a fucking pocket pussy sticking out of your pocket?
It would look like a rubber spray can.
Pocket pussy in your pocket, or you
happen to see. Hey, is that guy carrying a rubber spray can around? It's his fucking problem.
Why does it have a mouth on the top?
Here's another question. Mm-hmm. If they made a candle scent with the smell of your guys' after sex, what are you naming the candle?
What do you name it?
I'll help you guys out. I thought of some ahead of time.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine would be called, I've got two for you.
Yep.
Godzilla cucumber. and then another one would be my signature scent. Hey, hazelnut splash.
I think if we had one, it would be Sweaty Fish Market by Gold Canyon.
Sweaty Fish Market.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Guess you're,
who's bringing in the fish smell? Is that you or her?
The vagina.
Nice. Do you guys sex and like, you know, do dirty pics to each other?
No.
I wondered about that because I sex all the time. I like to randomly send dick pictures out just to see like.
I get them.
Yeah. Everybody gets them. The main reason why I send out the dick pictures.
Why?
Just to see what emoji face that they text me back with.
Sure.
Spoiler alert. Typically, it's googly eyes.
I think I send back the sad faces and the crying ones.
I know. That's just because you miss it. You know,
right?
That's
all I
think.
A lot thicker than mine.
Right.
You know the main reason I don't sext pictures or like, you know, do any of those dirty pictures?
What?
She knows me.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
if I like sext like, hey, I'm going to pound you for like an hour, she's going to be like, so I'm reading, you're going to seize on top of me for 3 minutes and then breathe hard like a fucking asshole.
We're done.
I wondered about that living together because like I feel like, you know, dirty pictures, like you see her every morning.
I do.
And chicks are disgusting in the morning. So like Nicole at 7 a.m., that's dirty enough, right?
You know what? Typically women do deteriorate throughout the night. That is true. That is a fact. I would say that you look solid without makeup though.
I don't like it. I mean, I'm not turning over and breathing on him because it's like a
right.
dragon.
Do not fucking breathe on me. Yeah.
You lied to her face. You must love her. No. But when I was in a relationship, what I would do to kind of get across the whole or avoid the whole morning face looking thing,
sure.
I would just sleep until 12 every day. It wasn't because I was lazy. I just valued my perception of her.
Right.
And I didn't want to taint that by seeing her in the morning.
You wanted to make sure she got up and installed her makeup.
Ignorance is bliss.
I got you.
Mike actually tells me, Nicole, that you've dressed up before.
Yeah.
What have you dressed up as? Because when I jack off, I usually have on like basketball shorts. So if you just name a basketball player, a black one, I've dressed up as him before.
Kobe.
I
jack off.
I even call that out when I nut. I go,
Kobe.
He likes like schoolgirl outfits.
You make me sound rapey.
But you do. You like the schoolgirl outfits.
I do.
Okay. Like nurses, kind of stuff like that.
Nurses, schoolgirls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. Yeah.
I like that a lot too. Yeah. We'll have to talk more about production later.
Yep.
Another question for you, Nicole. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on man bush? Are women cool with that?
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
Like big old bush?
No, not like bush.
Well, because
are we talking like an afro puff?
Yeah, it's like a bush.
Yeah, because like sometimes mine like grows out and I have like the two Jew
like
curls.
Yeah,
the Jew curls down the side of the face, the side of my balls.
Yeah.
I get that.
Going into like the crevice of your leg.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah,
it does.
It smells good too.
It does.
Because like a yarmulke.
Yeah.
Like a rabbi.
Except it'd be like super non-Jewy because it's not cut.
Speaking of, we have to actually have a bar mitzvah for your fucking bush hair down there.
Yeah, makes
sense to me.
It does.
When my bush is really flourishing, like in busting out of the seam out of my underwear, it's really like liberating. It makes me feel like a man. Like, you know, I fix cars. I smoke menthols.
Right.
I strong arm women.
I'm a lumberjack.
I drink liquor on the rocks.
Right.
I don't pay child support because that's for pussies. Awesome. Do you guys have any advice for like new couples out there who are trying to keep it fresh? Not your vagina, but the sex.
Talk as little as possible to each other.
Nicole?
No, I don't have advice.
No advice?
No.
Just wing it.
Just don't fucking talk to each other. You'll be fine.
The woman needs to cook and clean and do the laundry.
Bingo. Okay.
I like that.
I'm not doing any of that.
And work.
Okay.
Because that's what I do, and apparently it's work.
She makes more than me, too.
Really?
She does all that.
You got a good thing going here.
I do.
Congratulations.
My 6 inches, I know how to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's gotten you far.
Yeah.
Who knew? Anyway, I should probably take notes on this because I literally have not been able to stay with one woman faithfully ever. Ever. Here's the thing. There's probably ex-girlfriends of mine listening thinking, that's not true, Skylar. We dated and you were faithful. Let me tell you something.
We were not.
No, I wasn't. Oh, question, Mike.
Uh-huh.
If you're naming your dick, what is it and why?
Ooh. If I was naming my dick.
Yeah.
I would name it Dora the Explorer. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
It's short, it's Mexican, and there's no way it's lasting longer than 30 minutes.
And it's on channel Nickelodeon. I like that. You want some Dora later, Nicole?
I will never look at it the same.
I do.
Please look at it like
a
it has a
backpack on it.
With a helmet.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you thinking? And then there's like a monkey following it. Yeah.
Swiper, no swiping.
Your dick is bilingual.
Yeah. It is.
It
solves
is.
So many mysteries.
I have lots of mysteries.
So many mysteries.
Yeah.
Right.
You just gotta solve them.
There we go. I'm gonna go with, if I were to name my dick, I'm gonna name it
Godzilla.
Godzilla cucumber. I'm gonna name mine Bullshit.
Go on.
Women love to talk about bullshit, so you know what? Here's a big old mouthful of bullshit. You dirty bitch.
Let me ask you a question. Speaking of Godzilla, this got me on this.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. You think, like, God was like, fuck, why did he get the better name?
Godzilla.
That's so much better than God. He has Godzilla.
Well, I feel like he was like, you know what? I gave that dude his brain, so in kind of retroactive,
sure,
I named him.
Godzilla.
Yeah. Speaking of naming things,
yep.
Guys play in like basketball arenas when you're in the NBA.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Arenas are given names,
right? Mm-hmm.
You play a lot in Nicole's arena.
I do.
What are you naming?
Talking about my vagina?
Yeah. There we go. Oh, okay. I like that.
I got it.
What are you naming it?
Penis Flytrap Arena.
I was thinking, I have a couple of options for you. We can go with a slaughterhouse,
okay.
Meat factory,
all right.
Walmart. That place is
Walmart.
That place is always open.
It's always open.
Or here's
Shop a Horse.
Yeah. Sleep America.
Sure.
Where America goes to sleep.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
America. All of America goes to sleep. Right.
So we're going to go with, what'd you say? Pea fly? What?
Penis fly trap.
Penis fly trap. I like that. Where people come to die.
You're welcome.
Right. Nicole, do you play with yourself? No judge. Because stats do say 90% of people masturbate and the other 10% lie about it.
Right.
So. 100%. I don't need to.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I do need to sometimes, but I don't.
Okay.
I
mean, you do.
We bet.
I just kind of have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you do play with oneself.
Right.
Okay.
Do you watch porn?
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Okay. Have either of you caught each other playing with yourselves?
No. Yeah, I don't think so, no.
No.
So you say you don't watch porn.
No.
So you obviously have a really good memory.
Yeah.
Or an imagination.
Yeah, really good imagination.
Are you thinking about like a celebrity, or are you thinking about Mike Pudi-Tang?
Him.
You really are?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's not thinking about me.
She's thinking about like me, like as a different human being.
But do you actually think like about a celebrity? Like when you're getting close enough?
I feel like nobody has that good of an imagination, right?
My imagination is so good to where I'll think about someone that maybe I saw during the day where I'm like, I want to hit that, and I'm going to hit
really?
That and
really?
Pretend.
That's wow. Impressive. Because I feel like my mind can't do all that.
Really?
Yeah.
My mind's like on PBS. It's just like, nah, I can't think of this shit like that.
Barney taught me
I
well.
I like to see what I'm seeing.
Lights on, right?
Me, yeah.
There we
Missionary.
Go.
Missionary. Open eyes.
So you've never caught each other playing with yourselves?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you okay?
It would be awkward.
Well, then, are you okay with Mike watching porn, or do you get jealous? Because girls sometimes legit get jealous.
I would like to say that I wouldn't get jealous. I would like to
be weird,
that cool.
Right?
It would
be. No, it'd be weird if you got jealous.
I mean, I told my ex.
That's what I mean, though. I would like to say I would, but there would always be like this inkling, like, you know.
What, I'm cheating on you with somebody through the computer?
No. That I'm not fulfilling my job.
You fulfill.
I told you, that's what girls think sometimes. They feel like they aren't enough. So that's why I told my ex-chick, listen, porn's batting 1,000% here, okay? Gets me off every time. And sometimes, well, bitch, you talk too much. You ask me questions like, whose pussy is it? Do I like it? You know, did I take out the trash? You know, so many questions.
Yeah.
Would you watch porn with Mike?
Sure.
You would.
We have.
Yeah, we have.
You have.
Yeah,
together.
Really?
Yeah. We reenacted.
That's awesome.
Boom.
We did. We reenacted.
What about with me? Would you watch porn with me?
Absolutely.
You guys reenacted.
Would get dirty.
You guys reenacted a porn like Zach and Miri porno style.
Yeah.
Zach and Miri.
Ours was more, you know, like
porny.
Well, our listeners don't know this, but Mike's really into Star Wars.
It is.
Mike's really into Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Would you dress up as like Princess Leia and like activate his lightsaber?
Yeah. I would dress up as R2-D2.
Really?
And, wait, I'd be... Know, what, am I C-3PO? What is that?
What? C-3PO and R2-D2 don't
Who
make
gets
sense.
It on with R2-D2?
Yeah.
That's the best part. I'm
robotic.
R2-D2.
So weird. Why couldn't you just be Leia and I'd be Han?
Right. R2-D2. You know what?
Maybe Chewbacca. Chewbacca's pretty good.
You got the hairy one and the round one. I don't know why you want those.
Darth, I'd have a mascot. You wouldn't have to see my face.
Oh my god, no. Yeah. Skyler's Darth.
Why am I Darth?
Because you're black.
Fair enough.
Darth is the best.
So then I have another question for you, Nicole. Yeah. Can I produce a porn starring you and Mike?
Sure.
You know what? No, I take
we
the
have
back.
A lot of our own.
Well, that's a bad idea. Not the porn part, the you and Mike part. I think it would be better just me and you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It'd be longer, that's for sure. Because if you did ours, it'd be like more of a trailer.
Is it the spoiler? Right. The teaser?
Okay. I'm going to call the porn?
What?
I'm going to call it Deep Squishy Smelly V.
Vagina.
Right. Anyway.
Apparently, I'm squishy and smelly. Thank you.
That's just how I envision vagina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, squishy.
It's just a vagina thing.
Yeah,
it is squishy, but
right, yeah. Right. Moving along here, though.
Yep.
What's everyone's porn's name? Porn's name. Porn name.
Go on.
They say like your porn name is your middle name and the street you grew up on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a very, very good one. I'll go last.
Mine's Ray Century.
That's a good one.
Do you like that?
Do you really want to know mine?
Yeah. Yes.
It's awful.
What is it?
Marie 49th Avenue.
That's the worst. That's
it's like the street stupid. Corner I stand on.
You sound like a street hooker.
Yeah. You sound like that's where you go to buy like a soda. Go to Maria and 49th Avenue.
He's right on the corner there.
It's like a little
there.
Mexican Coke.
Right. Real sugar.
Porn stars have it made.
You ready for the best name?
Let's hear it.
Robert Silverwood.
Oh.
that's fantastic.
That's what I Silverwood. Call it,
yeah.
Your porn name is Robert Silverwood.
Silverwood,
your
yeah.
penis is Silverwood.
It is awesome.
You have too much sex, you'll fuck around and turn into the Silver Surfer.
Exactly. I would be... What is his name?
The Silver Surfer?
Yeah. What is his name?
I don't know.
Snakes on a Plane. Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was talking about Fantastic Four, the Silver
That's
Surfer on the
on the
surfboard.
That's Samuel Jackson.
You're talking about in The Incredibles, the cartoon.
Yeah,
tomato tomato. I've heard it both ways.
Me too.
Just thinking, you know what? Porn stars do have it made, though.
They do.
If my job was to fuck on camera,
right,
my attendance would be stellar.
Would it?
Yeah. So if that was my job, I'd be up for promotions every year.
I've done some research on some porn.
Have you?
I thought you were gonna say I've done some porn.
No.
I would literally fuck my way to the top.
It's like there's an 8 club. You have to keep a boner for 8 hours. Could you do that?
Probably.
That's fucking intense.
You have to wrap a rubber band around it.
Yeah, you have to like keep it up for 8 fucking hours. That's intense.
Is that like is that a test?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Really?
8 hours, okay?
Uh-huh.
You have to have 8 inches and you have to live in 818 area code.
What's that?
It's in somewhere in California.
You have to live in there?
No. But that's like the rule of 8 for porn.
Okay. Well, I just like it because there's no dress code, right. You know, no drug test.
Sure.
Loose quotations for STD testing.
No, I think it's very.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, you don't get paid hourly.
Right.
Talk about minimum wage, am I right?
So much pounding.
Nicole, have you ever faked an orgasm with Mike?
Yes.
No. Yeah. How many fakes?
Yeah, I know.
That's
I've
more
done
of.
That.
Not have you ever? Yeah. How many?
So you like?
I can't leave them with blue balls.
So you
so like?
Like
I don't say no.
Uh huh.
And there's sometimes where I'm just.
She knows.
Not
she knows the,
it.
The moaning and the groaning.
Yeah.
Gets me.
Yeah, I do.
Nicole, Larry Bird pump faked you, huh?
Steve Nash.
I faked one not too long ago.
You faked? How can a guy fake one?
I faked one exactly. She pulled me in and told me not to come out of her, and I've hung out with this chick for a total of, I don't know, 8-9 hours tops. And so going half on a baby is a gigantic jump.
It sounds like she wanted a baby.
Yeah, I mean, hard. I just made you pay half of your dinner tab last week, and you're asking me to have a baby. Incredibly assumptive of her, am I right?
So how does a man fake? Do you guys just, like, flex it?
Right, I don't understand how it fakes.
I just told her that I came.
But
I finished.
I can feel it.
You can feel the flex.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you she was smart. I
oh,
just
got it.
You.
Okay. She didn't believe you. Okay.
Right.
That's her fault. That's nobody's fault but her own.
The sex was really fucking good, though.
Really?
Good goobly goops. Her moan game, let me tell you something.
Why did you have
hey,
finished, then?
Okay. All right now. Hey, you know what I did. Hey, what I do. What up, Kevin Hart?
So I understand. Like, you said it was good, but, like, you didn't finish.
I know, but the feeling was good. I wanted to feel really good.
I got you.
Yeah, I just couldn't come because she wanted it in her, and I was like, that's not happening.
Limpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not making any babies right
now. No.
Not at all.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but her moan game was really, really, really good. I wonder, like, guys are really into sounds. Nicole, are girls the same? Do you like when guys, like,
yeah,
grunt?
I like grunting. No.
Or is all the, it's just the thrust that matters?
Well, and, you know, you can talk dirty a little bit. Yeah, so that's not, I don't feel that. That's not the thing.
Okay.
It, like, sucks up inside of me. Like, my vagina, like, inverts when there's, like, that grunting.
It's already inverted, so
this is
it
good.
Goes farther in.
It's farther in.
Okay.
It drives up like the Sahara.
Well, then, speaking of inverted and going in, do you fart around him? And if you haven't, if you haven't, where do you do it? Here's where you do. Let me guess here. Do you have a fart jar that you secretly fart in and you stash it somewhere until one day you're really mad at him? And before he drives to work, you open it in the back seat and leave
just
it in
leave
there
it
with
like,
the with the windows up.
Bask in this, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
That's a good idea.
You sneaky evil little redhead. You're just like Chester Cheeto.
Chester Cheeto and I do look alike.
Where do you fart if you don't fart around him?
I don't. That's very unladylike. You can go to the restroom and excuse yourself, but it's very like no matter where, like even in public or on anyone, that's so unladylike.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
No trained way. Her well.
Yeah. This is impressive.
Apparently.
Hi, Mom. Have you ever had to do laundry, Nicole, and in cleaning the laundry and cleaning Mike's ass drawers, you thought, we need more toilet paper?
No.
Really?
No? Yeah, I know.
Oh, sometimes I go deep in there.
Huh.
Wait, what goes... When you're picking at your rear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool. I scratch a lot and stuff.
So scratchy.
Yeah.
That was scratchy. Well, that was good. I like that. The latex convo segment.
Yep.
Let's try something out here. We're going to do... this segment's called How Much Would It Take? And basically what we're going to do is we're going to ask inappropriate questions
right.
to each other.
Correct.
And I just want to know how much money would it take for you to follow through with my question. Fair?
Sure.
So I'll ask you one question first and then you can ask me one.
Sure.
My question to you, how much money would it take to let me stand in the corner and masturbate to you guys having sex or just while you watch TV? Either way, it doesn't matter. I just need to see Nicole because I've grown extremely tired of her yearbook picture.
So you want a real number?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't need that much.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like, fine. Like, you can just watch. It's fine.
Like,
$150
$150?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
That's fine.
All right. You give me one.
All right. How much would it take if you eat a fresh poop out of the toilet after Joey Chestnut just beat the world record for most hot dogs?
No. Do I just have to eat like one log?
No, like an entire fucking poop.
A nugget? Yeah. The whole bowl?
The whole bowl.
Like, is it a full ringer?
Yeah. No. Like, he's gonna have a big poop. He just ate 75 hot dogs.
Okay.
Do I get utensils or do I have to use my hands?
Would that matter?
Yeah.
All right, utensils. I feel like you have to make it worse.
Okay, do I get any like sauces?
No.
Anything to drink?
Raw.
Do I get a paper towel?
Nope.
Nothing. Just fork and shit. I'm gonna need
knife if you want.
Okay, let's go with it's rough times around here. Let's go with $6,000.
$6,000. That's it.
Stop it.
Yeah,
that's it.
No.
Listen, there's lots I can do with $6,000.
Right, I now. Promise you, if this happens, we ever had the opportunity to get Joey Chestnut's poop, I'm paying you $6,000 for that.
Okay, here's my next one for you then.
Yep.
How much money would it take for all of us to get it on right now? And by all of us, I mean me and Nicole and my 8 cubic inches of dick.
So who would I have sex with? Royce the Capo?
No.
It's a terrible deal.
So basically my question is, how much for you to be a cuckold? For those who don't know what a cuckold is, that's a man who gets off by watching his wife have sex with mainly black men.
Okay, all right.
How much?
How much does 6 rock stars? Like $12?
Yeah. $12?
Yeah.
It's $12. It's fine.
Yeah. It's a solid price.
For me, I feel like I should pay you.
Right.
That would
eight,
be. I would
eight
be
cubic inches. Yeah, yeah.
Eight
no.
cubic inches. Sure. That's like.
Don't.
It's the squarest dick ever.
Yeah, Josh. It's so squarey.
It's so square.
It's very Minecrafty.
GameCube.
I like it.
You got one for me?
I got one.
Let's go.
How much would it take for you to have sex with a homeless man from Sierra Leone, right in the heart of Ebola? Mm-hmm.
Am I the boy or girl?
You're the boy.
Oh, okay.
You're the girl.
He
said it like someone said, oh, damn it.
If I'm the boy, right in the heart of Ebola, give me
no condom.
Give me $20 million. And Magic Johnson's doing well. He has AIDS, doesn't he?
Holding on that. Looks like I won't come up for that one, too.
Okay. Then I'll ask you one then.
Yep.
This is specifically for you.
Okay.
How much would you need to suck me off, but you have to finish me off and look me in the eyes and make like slurping sounds as you do it?
Like I had to finish you?
I like lots of spit.
You do. Yeah. You do. You like it messy.
No teeth.
God. Oh, like $1 million?
$1 million?
Yeah, I'd do it for $1 million.
Okay.
Pretty easily.
Noted.
Yeah.
You got one for
check.
Me?
Okay. How much would it take for you to eat a Band-Aid off an open wound?
Oh my God.
Hold on. Because I know you hate two things here.
Uh-huh.
A Band-Aid off of an open wound off of Magic Johnson's body that was there for 5 days.
That is disgusting.
And there's already blood on it.
I'm throwing up right now.
You hate Band-Aids.
Mentally throw up.
You hate Band-Aids and AIDS.
They're the worst.
They're the worst.
AIDS is tolerable, but Band-Aids is when you cross the line.
That's when it's too far.
Right. $100
million. $100
million? Yeah.
He lived for a long time though with AIDS.
I don't care.
It's the Band-Aid part there.
Yeah, I want to live good.
The Band-Aid.
That's disgusting.
The Band-Aid, it, like you swallow it, it's like 7 years. It's like gum, right?
That's disgusting. I have one more question for you.
Good.
How much would you need to make a gay porn that goes viral? Mm. And by gay porn, I mean a big old gangbang by lots of black guys, Madonna style.
And I'm the bangy.
Does Madonna not look like she's been gangbanged her whole life?
She does.
Right? By relatives?
She does.
How much you need?
Oh my God. How many guys?
Four.
$4 million.
Four
million for each million. For each guy, yeah.
Or inch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Or inch.
I have this trend that yours is a lot lower than his.
Right. I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Right.
I got one more.
Values, am I right? Give me one.
How much would you need to eat your own dick? Dull knife. and you have to eat it raw. No spices, no nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
How does it get off of my body?
You're cutting that bad boy.
I'm cutting it?
You're cutting it off like Saw style.
Oh, man. I need a...
Like to chew your own dick.
Well, yeah, I need $1 billion because I need so much money that I can...
build your own penis?
Yeah. Recreate one. In my
is
own
that
image.
How it works?
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's what God did.
Yeah. Is it?
I hear he's got lots of money.
I've seen I Dream of Jeannie. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you know what, Nicole? I appreciate you coming to the show today, hanging out with us.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
We'll me too.
See both of you later.
Bye, Rich.
Yeah, yeah. Let's let our fans know. You can go ahead and follow us on Facebook at Deep V.
Yep.
Instagram is Official Deep V.
Correct.
Our Twitter is at Official Deep V.
It is.
And like I said, special thanks to Nicole. We appreciate you coming out. Because of you, someone's getting fucked in like 12 minutes.
Right.
Mike, I'll give you a head start. Start running.
Please do.
Just know I'm crazy agile.
You're
quick. I have the speed of a centipede with 99 legs missing, and I'm really horny. Appreciate all of our listeners listening to Deep V. See you guys next week.
Deep V.
Say no to abstinence.